Different sort of report. Where you went, who you spoke to, what you read, what you looked at. That's the metadata. Metadata is surveillance data. It is incredibly personal.
And that metadata has value to lots of people. Criminals, sure, but also the government. And most of all, marketers. It's very private stuff. And yet we have little say over who gets it. And once it's out there, we can't take it back. Bruce thinks that for us to have more control over our metadata, there need to be basic rules about who can collect it and how long they can use it for.
For traffic data, maybe the answer will be throw it away after 5 minutes. For medical data, maybe the answer will be anonymize it or only make it available under very strict conditions. For the police, we know what to do. We make them get warrants, which means we have a neutral judge rule on whether that data collection is lawful and reasonable, and we give the police constraints on how they can use it. For other data sets, there'll be different rules.
I guess I'm wondering, when is that all going to happen? We seem to need a lot of these rules, like now.
This is where I think things are getting dangerous, that we're just running headlong into the future without thinking about it, without deciding what kind of society we want, what kind of privacy we want, what kind of anything. We're just sort of doing and seeing what happens. And with data, I think that's alarming.
And so today, your challenge is to take back your metadata, even if it's just a little bit. See for yourself which apps are taking what kind of metadata from you.
Apps that you wouldn't imagine get access to your address book and your calendar and in all of these things, your location data. They don't need it, but they want it because it's valuable. They can sell it.
So maybe we could ask people to just go through and see what every single app on their phone is accessing and maybe turn a couple of those off.
The rule is that you should turn things off unless it's necessary. Now, companies will play with this. Because Instagram might not need your location, but they might decide not to give you access unless you give them your location.
Mm.
It takes a lot of work not to go on the cool social platform of the moment and share the cool things with the cool people we know.
I think you're up for it, listeners. But if you do decide that you're okay with an app having access to your microphone or your contacts, that is fine. This is all part of starting to figure out where you draw the line on privacy for yourself. I mean, I have a friend who only turns on Uber's location tracking when she uses the app. I have another friend who decided to take it completely off her phone. It's up to you. So open the Settings app on your iPhone or your Android phone, scroll down to the Privacy button, or go through the listing of your apps. Poke around. See which apps have asked for access to what metadata. Leave them on or turn them off. Choose what's right for you. And if you need help, there are more specific instructions in the Day One Challenge newsletter. And if you've already checked your app settings, gold star, and we have a bonus challenge for you. We're actually going to tell you to download a specific app, the text messaging app Signal. Signal is an encrypted text messaging service that isn't owned by one of the big tech companies. It's supported just by donations and grants. And our cryptographer, Bruce Schneier, says that even if you think there is no reason for you to be sending messages that can't be accessed by anyone else, download Signal to support people who do need it. People who might be worried that their origins or beliefs or affiliations could be held against them in the weeks and months to come. And they need to be able to text their friends and family privately. And this privacy isn't partisan. It's just American.
I remember in the 1980s when drug testing became a thing. The Attorney General under Reagan was Edwin Meese, who was probably the most straight-laced, conservative, non-drug-using person ever, who said that I will not take a drug test and no one under me will either. And that was really important. That he said that that privacy is so important that I'm going to refuse, even though I know I have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. And we need to take that view for privacy, especially now in the U.S. when we're concerned about marginal populations, that those of us with privilege need to step up.